Wisconsin has had its first two deaths from COVID-19, the illness caused by coronavirus. Both of the people who died were men. One was in his 90s and lived in Ozaukee County. The other was in his 50s and lived in Fond du Lac County. Meanwhile, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 continues to rise, with 155 in the state, including 64 in Milwaukee County. And Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has announced he's in self-quarantine for 14 days after learning he came into contact with someone who tested positive. I'm Olivia Richardson. Testing for COVID-19 is being performed at government and private labs. It's based on updated guidelines from the state. They say people in respiratory distress or in need of emergency care should be tested, but people who only have flu-like symptoms should not. City of Milwaukee Commissioner of Health Janet Cowlick says those individuals should isolate for 14 days and consider themselves infected now that there is community spread of COVID-19.
And that's using the new criteria that the State Department of Health Services provided, that four-tiered system, really looking at individuals that are healthcare providers or individuals that are in the hospital with COVID-19.
Cowlick gave an update on testing at a web-based briefing with city and Milwaukee County officials Thursday afternoon. They unveiled an online map and other information so people can see where the positive cases in Milwaukee County are located and where testing is taking place. Ben Weston, County Emergency Medical Services Director, described the new track board provided by the Office of Emergency Management.
The hope here is that this map will provide resources for our hospital systems, for our health departments, for our fire departments, but it will also be public-facing to inform the public so they have a better understanding of what's going on in our community.
Officials also addressed the news that National Guard troops are at the ready in case they are needed in the response to the coronavirus. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett responded to questions about the ways the Guard might be needed. He says it wouldn't necessarily be to enforce shelter-in-place scenarios, although he is urging people with symptoms to stay home to reduce the spread of the coronavirus.
If you show symptoms of this disease, if you have COVID-19, then we're asking you to self-quarantine. We're asking you to stay home, make sure that you keep your social isolation. But the reality we're facing here is that you might be a transmitter. The National Guard may be there to help us with other challenges. For example, if we need them for the election, they might be able to help us there. If we need them for some housing issues. I think all of this is so much changing right now that they might be used in a number of different areas.
Bear also talked about the need for personal protective equipment for medical personnel and testing equipment for the county. He rebuffed President Trump's statement on Thursday that the shortage of medical supplies falls on state governors.
We just had a call last night with the hospital executives of the federal qualified health centers, and they repeatedly stated how much they needed this personal protection equipment. We have to get that. That has to be a national priority as well as a state priority. It is not appropriate to punt that to anybody right now. That has to come directly from the top.
Barrett says the more quickly people on the front lines have access to protective gear and testing capacity, the more quickly the coronavirus can be addressed. Barrett is among several Milwaukee lawmakers who've announced they've come into contact with a person who's tested positive for COVID-19. He says he's practicing what health experts advise, going into self-isolation for 14 days to protect the public. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.